go out on time.
To be honest with you, I don't know who you are, but only a very evil person would ask a question like that. I think this has been heroism.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered indiscriminate immigration stops and arrests to halt in Southern California, including in Ventura County, where a marijuana farm was raided yesterday. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal spoke to family members outside the facility.
There was 14 and 15-year-olds working here, which makes no sense. No documents were being asked for.
Inez says her husband told her about the children working there, but advocates say it should not be the federal agents enforcing that law.
It's not their job to be doing this. It's the Labor Commission's job.
Glasshouse Brand says it complied with the warrants, and Glasshouse has never knowingly violated applicable hiring practices and does not and has never employed minors.
A new report sheds light on what happened just before an Air India plane crashed after takeoff, killing at least 260 people. The BBC's Samira Hussein.
At the time the plane took off, the co-pilot was operating the aircraft while the pilot was monitoring. According to data from the flight recorder, the fuel control buttons were switched from the on position to the cutoff position shortly afterwards. By the time the error was realized and the switch was moved back to the normal in-flight position, it was too late.
A federal appeals court rejected a plea agreement for the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, which would have spared the death penalty for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Former Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin pulled the deal. CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson.
In a 2-1 decision, the appellate judges said, indeed, the Secretary of Defense had the power to withdraw from the pretrial agreement.
Family members of 9/11 victims were split on the plea agreement, which took more than 2 years to negotiate. Mohammed and two co-defendants would have been sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sotheby's is preparing to auction off one of Apple's first computers.
The Apple One was one of 50 built in 1976.
That Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak hand-built in Steve Jobs' mom's garage.
Sotheby's vice chair, Cassandra Hatton.
It's what launched the company, what changed the world.
The computer is in pristine condition and still works. The owner barely used it.
The estimate on this is $400,000 to $600,000.
Hatton says it's a piece of history.
The iPods and iPhones and iPads, none of that would have happened if it weren't for this computer that they put together.
The computer goes on the auction block Thursday. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The memoir The Salt Path was a bestseller about a British couple who walked a 630-mile path in southwest England after a bad business investment led them to become homeless. But now the author, Rainer Wynn, and her publisher have agreed to delay the publication of her new book amid allegations of fabrication. Wendy Gillette, CBS.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms. Pockets of heavy rain and a low in the upper 60s. More clouds around for tomorrow. Still a chance of rain. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunshine returns on Sunday. Lower humidity. A high in the low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Summer. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby. I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
broke a heart that's gentle and true. Well, I broke a heart over someone like you.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Get that horrible sight. I guess I found out from myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the
Like a bus stop running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. find a girl. Come on, come on, hit that song right. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Style that shows me. I don't want
around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Upon your door.
Accept This time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
I guess you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin. Don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump and the First Lady pledged support for victims of the floods in Central Texas as they toured the area. The search for those missing continues, as CBS's Jason Allen reports.
More than 120 people are dead. 169 are still missing. 20 miles downriver, the meticulous search for victims continues. We drove east along the Guadalupe River, finding search teams around every bend.
We stopped here because this group, they're down in the Guadalupe. We watched them float down the river, and they're stopping at every single spot. They're checking every debris pile just in case somebody is in there.
The team in the water came from Colorado.
A judge has ordered the Trump administration to stop indiscriminate immigration arrests in Southern California, including in Ventura County, where federal agents conducted a raid Thursday. Correspondent Carter Evans.
As for the raids in Camarillo and another nearby cannabis farm, the Department of Homeland Security claims it entered with search warrants, rescued at least 10 migrant children from potential exploitation, and arrested what it described as 200 illegal aliens, while more than